The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like you're at home with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's good, people? How you doing out there? This is Destrin checking in from the Brethren Podcast. We're here with Cousin Ed of Cousin Ed's Corner. What we wanted to let you know is, number one, we appreciate you checking in with us. We appreciate you liking, subscribing, and supporting the platform. We also wanted to let you know that this is information. This is used for informational purposes only. This is not financial advice and should not be used as such. Please consult your financial advisor should you feel the need to make an investment decision, a financial decision, or a decision that may be impactful to your family from a tax advantage standpoint. What we want to do is bring you content that is eye-opening, glaring, and also provides you the opportunity to explore, ask better questions, and be better prepared for the opportunities that await you. Again, this is Cousin Ed's Corner, and we hope that we can be of service to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. We are back. We're back with another one. Cousin Ed's Corner, back at you again. This is going to be a Financial Freedom Friday. Financial Freedom Friday. First, before I get into the show, I want to tell everyone thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please know that this past couple of weeks have been, I've been traveling, but thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for all of the kind words, all of the text messages, all the voicemails. I definitely, definitely appreciate each and every one of you for being a part of this community. Let's continue to grow together. If you like what you hear and you have an Apple device, you can go over to Apple and subscribe there to the Corner Connection. It's called the Corner Connection. Let me back up. You have to go to Cousin Ed's Corner on Apple Podcasts. And then you will see a subscription base where you can subscribe to the Corner Connection. That's just to support the show. You get some early access to the show. You also get behind the scenes stuff from the show, giveaways and things like that. So go over to the Corner Connection and subscribe to the show there. It helps keep the lights on over here. If you'd like to sponsor a show or donate to the show, definitely reach out to me. You can find me on all social media platforms. That's Cousin Ed's Corner. That's Cousin Ed's Corner on all social media platforms. And if you hit me up via email, info@cousinedscorner.com, I can send you the links for Venmo and Cash App and all those other platforms. So I want to get that out of the way. This show will be a Financial Freedom Friday, part two. It's a part two to what we talked about before, but wanted to come back. I had some people ask questions about savings and stocks and things of that matter. And just want to come back and have another discussion. As you heard, I'm down south now. Destrian, my brother from the Brethren podcast gave the disclaimer before. I know nothing of what I'm talking about. I am nowhere near an expert. I am nowhere near knowledgeable. I'm just talking out the side of my neck. I just, you know, want to hear myself speak. I am not held responsible for anything that you do by listening to this show. I'm always going to tell you, do your own due diligence in hearing anything on any part of Cousin Ed's Corner, but especially on Financial Freedom Friday. I don't want to hinder or hurt. I do want to help, but I don't want to hinder or hurt anything that you have planned or anything you're doing financially for you and your family. So I get my own little smaller disclaimer, but he has the legal disclaimer beforehand. So last time we talked about, and if you haven't already heard it, go back to the last Financial Freedom Friday. We talked about if you had put money into stock years ago, where would it be now? So somebody reached out and said, what about enjoying yourself now, right? What about enjoying yourself now? And Cousin Ed, what are you doing to enjoy yourself? And it was very poignant, to say the least, in thinking about it, right? And there's a lot more that I want to do to enjoy myself currently. I will say this much to each and every one of us. Living life, you should live life to the fullest, at least try to live life to the fullest, but also being responsible in that. I had a conversation this week with my father, matter of fact. Pick up Mr. Walker. When people say Mr., I look around for him. But big up my dad. And we were talking, and he was like, well, if you leave it all to your kids, then they won't know what to do with it, right? And the topic of thought came up, spend now or save for later. Spend now or save for later. And I have some mixed opinions about it. And I see both sides of it. And I can see the practical side of it. And I can see the planning side of it. And I just want to talk. I'm just going to have a conversation about that. So one thing that hits home for me is thinking about my grandmother. My grandmother, she died young compared to, you know, my parents. So my kids' grandparents. She died young compared to where I wanted her to leave, and just died young compared to just society in general. But I remember her telling us that she wanted us to enjoy what she left for us. She said, I'm paraphrasing, but basically she can't do it. She wants us to do it. And I think about that a lot, saying that she couldn't do it, right? She couldn't do it. She wanted us to do it. And in saying that, she was planning to do things later in life. She put off a lot of things to get her family where her family needed to be. She raised her grandkids. She took on two of her grandkids and raised them. She was the surrogate home for all of us to come through in certain parts of our lives. So she put off a lot that she possibly could have done for herself. For us now, many of us today may think that it's not worth sacrificing for the sake of others or for the sake of just living for today, right? And you want to be able to reap the benefits of the work you put in and just have time for yourself and have time to enjoy life. I definitely agree, and I've said this on many shows, so I'm not being hypocritical. I myself need to do a better job at enjoying life. So I myself need to do a better job at enjoying life. So I'm not going to talk out of one side and you know, the pot calling the kettle black. Everyone needs to enjoy life. Everyone needs to enjoy life. But living life and not planning, Cousin Ed believes that is not the best options, not the best, the best option. I say that much. you have to plan for some things. You have to have some things in order for later on in life. It's very difficult in having this conversation because many of us are not taught that. We're taught to just enjoy. And the TV and the movies and everything else wants to put that in front of us. Spin. And my daughter, I bring her up. I bring my son up also. They, even if you may be in a house with somebody teaching you, you have so much in society that's teaching you or telling you spin, that I have to try to help them understand why when you spin, you may not have it later, right? And it doesn't grow. It doesn't multiply. And I didn't always know this. I had to learn this myself. I had mentors that taught me certain things about investing and things of that matter. So I'm not perfect. I still learn each and every day. But I think, in essence, we all must continue to learn and continue to gain knowledge on how to invest. I'm going to stick on that. How to invest. How to put money aside. If you have your paycheck, how to first tithe, right? Tithe towards the church or towards anything spiritual towards you, right? Give back to God, right? Next, give back to yourself. Put a fund together for yourself. Put a rainy day fund together. Put an investment fund together. Doing all these things and having separate pots and still being able to live and being able to get by, right? Being able to have rewards in that also. I think if you don't plan and you say, well, I got paid and I'm going to get the new Jordans, but I didn't pay my light bills first. I didn't pay my light bill first. I didn't pay the water bill first. I didn't tithe first, right? I don't know how I'm paying for daycare next week. I don't know how I'm paying my car payment. Those things are not the best options, not to plan and say, how can I make sure I pay off all of my debt, right? To make sure that I can have rewards after I pay off my debt. Now, some people say you don't know what's going to come up next. You can pay off one thing and something else happens. Yes, I, Cousin Ed, I feel a lot safer, a lot better when I know it's not lingering over me, right? That bill is not lingering over me. That debt is not lingering over me. I already have it taken care of. Or maybe if I do have some debt, that I'm putting enough away that I'm paying the debt plus extra and putting some away for savings, or I'm putting some away for a trip or a reward to myself. Yes, you're paying something extra towards that debt, and you're going to reward yourself when that debt is paid off. A lot of people think about it. If you think about a dress, right? Some people buy a dress in a smaller size for a reward when they finish losing the weight, when they finish working out, right? So you may get it, you may put it hanging on the door, hanging in the closet, whatever, so you can look at it. So I'm putting that extra money aside so I can see it, I had some buddies back in the day, they went to UPS in the wintertime just so they can have extra funds so they can do the extra things they wanted to do, sacrifice and doing the extra things you want to do. We have to plan, I say, this is me, we have to plan things out to be more intentional with what our goals are. I think when you're intentional with your goals are, you can see the rewards in your goals and what you have accomplished. Yeah. So, like I said, the conversation came up about having fun, being able to do things, not always just putting money away. What do you do to enjoy yourself, Cousin Ed? And yes, I need to do better. So this is a conversation for myself. I need to do better with enjoying myself and using what I'm putting aside before it's too late. So continue to save, guys. Continue to put money away. Continue to tithe. Continue to invest. Big keyword. Savings and investing is two different things. Savings and investing is two different things. I'll give a quick understanding of that. I can put all the money I want into a jar. That's saving it. but I can go and invest it and loan you the money and want double the money back. That's investing it. I can go buy stock. That's investing it. So two different things. Savings is sometimes you make it a return on your savings, but investing is a whole different ball game. So you want to be also diversify and have both. You want to have some in savings where it's safe, and you want to have some where you are investing as well. So we could talk all day about this. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts about anything we're doing over here, but especially Financial Freedom Friday, definitely reach out. 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. Or you can reach me on any social media platform under CousinEdsCorner.com. That's CousinEdsCorner.com. Also, lastly, if you want to leave a voicemail for the show, this is the best way to reach us. This is the best way. Go to CousinEdsCorner.com. Across the top of the page, it says leave voicemail. Leave a voicemail for the show. I love to play it back on the show, a future show, if possible. So please leave a voicemail. And it's a last request. Last request, if anything else, the numbers are increasing. Please continue to share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. Let them know what we're doing over here. It's all about us as a community, as a whole. So let them know what we're doing. Make sure they subscribe to the show. Make sure they subscribe to the show. Make sure they subscribe to the show. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. I'm out of here. I love each and every one of you. Nothing you can do about it. Peace.
Happy Friday, y'all. This is Money Talks Crypto, and I am the co-founder of CryptoEqualizers.io. And when I'm not listening to Cousin Ed's Corner, I am creating content to educate the masses on how all these new technologies are impacting our future. Comment, like, and follow for more.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.